in humidity too.
Thank you, Sarah. Time now for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday the 10th of June. The general synopsis at midnight: low, northeast England 1006, expected southern Sweden 1007 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours: Viking, north Utsira, south Utsira, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 for a time in south Utsira. Showers, moderate or good. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Cyclonic, becoming northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, then variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, fair later, good, occasionally poor at first. Fisher, German Bight. Cyclonic, becoming northwest later, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first and later, increasing 6 or 7 for a time. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Humber, Thames. Southwest, veering northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Dover and White, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, but east 3 to 5 later in Plymouth. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, north or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, good. South Fitzroy, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers, good. North Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, drizzle in Sol, moderate or good. Shannon, Rockall. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south 4 to 6 later. Rain, moderate or good. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south or southeast 4 to 6 later. Occasionally 7 later in Bailey. Rain later, moderate or good. Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic, mainly northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Faroes. Showers, moderate or good. Southeast Iceland. Easterly or northeasterly, veering southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later, rain later, moderate or good. Now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northwest 4, 14 miles, 1011, rising more slowly. Stornoway, northwest by west 4, recent drizzle, 12 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Lerwick, northwest by north 1, 32 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Lucas, northwest 2, rain, 1.5 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Bridlington, southwest by west 3, 1008, falling more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 6, 5 miles, 1016. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 5, 5 miles, 1018. Jersey, west 3, 5 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 3, 11 miles, 1019. Scilly Automatic, west southwest 3, slight drizzle and rain, 1800 meters, 1019, falling slowly. Valentia, west by north, 3, 6 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west, 4, 24 miles, 1011, rising. Malin Head, northwest, 5, 16 miles, 1013, rising. Now for the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Tuesday the 10th of June. The general situation: a ridge of high pressure will build across the United Kingdom today, with mainly fair weather and a period of light winds expected for most areas through today and into Wednesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. mainly northwest, veering southeast later 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, west or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest, veering north or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, then becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain or showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then mainly southeasterly later. Rain or showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in east, becoming variable 3 or less later. Drizzle for a time, good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 3 or less. Drizzle for a time, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West 4 to 6, veering northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. West or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, becoming mainly south 2 or 3 later. Drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4, then mainly southeast later. Rain or drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man. Northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeast 3 or 4 later, mainly fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeast 3 or 4 later. Rain or drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeasterly 3 or 4 later. Showers at first, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest, veering southeast later, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Showers, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northwesterly, veering southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Showers, moderate or good. Shetland Isles, variable 2 to 4 at first and later, but north 3 to 5 for a time. Showers at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. Now it's time for Prayer for the Day with Julia Lovelace.
Good morning. I have been reading The Desiderata by Max Ehrman. At one point, he implores his readers, "Be yourself, especially do not feign affection, neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass." In the whole of Ehrman's piece, it is hard not to see the reflection of Jesus in his writing. Jesus is a God of love. In fact, the Bible makes every claim that Jesus is in fact God, and God himself is love. He doesn't just show the attribute of love. In fact, love is a person, the person of Jesus. When the Desiderata talks about the constancy and tenacity of love, I remember verses like, "Perfect love casts out fear." Love grows in, and even fights away, the environments of paranoia, terror, dread, and distress. You could replace the description of this perennial love in Ehrman's piece with 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonour others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. God, you are love, and the way Jesus showed us is a way of love. Show me how to trust love more, and how to cultivate its perennial, tenacious shoots in my life. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Julia Lovelace. Now, Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. Today, marine conservationists warn that farming pollution is ending up in the sea. We'll have more on that in just a moment. But let's start with a loaf of bread. All week, we're following the journey of a UK loaf from seed to slice. Yesterday, we heard from the seed breeders who developed the varieties for bread wheat known as Group 1 wheat. For the farmer, growing bread wheat in the UK can be a challenge. The harvested crop needs to be low in moisture, hit a 13% level in protein, and have a high Hagberg falling number, which we'll hear about in just a moment. Last year's very wet summer meant millers were reliant on imported bread wheat, and farmers here had difficulty with the fungal disease ergot. When I joined Bill Baker in his wheat field just outside Bury St Edmunds, it was lack of rain that was on his mind. Right. We've come into the middle of a wheat field, and I'm standing hip height in a field of a variety called chia.